Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The City of Atlanta has a new Chief Procurement Officer. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms announced this afternoon retired Lieutenant Colonel David Wilson will oversee who gets contracts to work on city projects like the airport. He comes from Robins Air Force Base in Warner Robins, where he oversaw the installation contracting division. The city's former Chief Procurement Officer, Adam Smith, is serving more than 2 years in federal prison for taking bribes to steer contracts. Wilson's appointment will begin July 30th. An Air Force veteran who set himself on fire near the state capitol Tuesday remains in critical condition. John Michael Watts was protesting his medical treatment by the Department of Veterans Affairs. A Georgia senator chairs the committee that oversees that agency, as GPB's Bradley George reports.
Senator Johnny Isaacson says he immediately called to see how Watts was doing. He says care for veterans is improving, but there's a long way to go.
We want to make good headlines. We want to confront every tragedy when it happens and do everything we can, put every resource behind it, and see to it it never happens again.
Isaacson spoke at a confirmation hearing for Robert Wilkie, President Trump's nominee to lead the VA. A recent study by the agency shows veterans are twice as likely as civilians to die by suicide. For GPB News, I'm Bradley George in Atlanta.
A former software developer for Atlanta-based Equifax faces insider trading charges stemming from last year's data breach. Today, the Department of Justice says Sudhakar Bonthu made more than $75,000 by trading stock before the breach was publicly announced. Bonthu entered a not guilty plea. Another employee was indicted in March. The breach exposed personal information of more than 140 million Americans. A new Georgia law will make it easier for renters who experience domestic violence to get out of a lease. GPB's Sophie Peel explains.
Starting July 1st, renters who give their landlords a temporary protection order can exit a lease without a penalty. Linda Wessels works with abused women at the Rescue Mission of Middle Georgia. She says this will help those who cannot afford to leave.
There are so many reasons why they don't leave, and just the added stress of not being able to leave because of the financial burden of breaking a lease is really just one less obstacle that they have to overcome to be able to be free of the violence.
Lawmakers voted unanimously to approve the bill in the spring. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Peel.
The project to deepen the Savannah Harbor is getting more money. The 2019 funding bill passed by the U.S. Senate this week includes at least $100 million from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Georgia's Republican Senators David Perdue and Johnny Isaacson wrote the funding provision. The Georgia Ports Authority says $80 to $100 million is needed each year to complete the harbor deepening by 2021. Two Georgia Supreme Court justices are on the short list to be appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Keith Blackwell and Britt Grant are among the 25 names President Trump says could replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. The two conservative justices are also on the younger side. Grant is 40. Blackwell is 42 years old. Atlanta is getting some new art ahead of next February's Super Bowl. The City of Atlanta and the Super Bowl Host Committee announced today they're partnering with Atlanta arts group Wonder Root. They will create up to 30 murals across Atlanta, focusing on the city's past, present, and future role in civil and human rights. The artwork will go up this fall and remain after the game is over. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.